At this time, I would like to invite Myra Mathisawanako up.
This is a night when God's going to help you throw off old things, things that have been lingering. None of y'all will do it, but somebody should come up and just take that thing and throw it off. Just like as a prophetic act, but this is a night for you to throw off old things that have been clinging to you, like you wrapped up in your heart's wrapped up in saran wrap or something, and throw it off. And Father, I pray release a spirit, an enablement to throw off things that have been clinging and holding on. Father, we release liberty and an openness, and like getting the windshield cleaned inside and out. And Lord, that you would do that, your grace. Lord, I know you're not saying that anyone has to do it right, but Lord, that your grace comes and does it for us. We ask for that.
Here we go. I'll go. What's your name?
Myra.
Myra. I got a picture of you. People go into a bank. They go in and most of the interaction is with what we call the tellers, right? But there's always like either a screen or plexiglass or something between them, right? There's this barrier. And then maybe sometimes the teller gets a promotion. They get to come out from behind the screen or the barrier, and they get to sit at a desk and actually face-to-face with people and help them, counsel them. I see you kind of like there's been a season where people were coming to you and you were just kind of handling their immediate need. But there's promotion for you. God's promoting you. I feel like he's taking you out from behind what feels like a little bit of a barrier with people. Like, I can't quite get to where I want to talk to them. I want to be real with them. And God's opening up opportunity. People are going to be sitting right in front of you. Like, there's a little desk, and they're going to be right there, and they're going to be pouring out their need, and I don't know what to do. And the spirit of wisdom is going to come upon you. And you're going to be able to tell them not only about finances and money, but you're going to be able to tell them about other wisdom tricks, little proverbs, let me put it that way. Things that you've learned, things that you have said, this is the word of God. It's got to work in 2025 still. It still works, right? In spite of AI and technology and everything else, there's still the other AI. You know what that is? That's anointed intelligence. Yeah, you're going to have anointed intelligence to counsel people and help them. And God's just going to open up counseling. God's going to open up one-on-ones with you. You're terrific one-on-one. Sometimes you're even nervous sitting up here in front of all these people going, I just wish there was a barrier up here. We could just. But you know what? You don't need a barrier anymore. God says, I'm putting you right in front of people so you can open up. And God's going to give you prophetic things that don't have to be weird or religious. It's going to just flow in a natural proverb. I think you like the book of Proverbs. It's full of rich wisdom for all the time. Do you have children?
Yeah.
You have a son?
Yeah.
You know, I love Solomon, how he constantly is going, my son, my son, my son, right? And, you know, I think those words have come off your lips. Now, my son, my son. And I think even your prayer life, now, Lord, my son, my son. Your son and God have an interesting relationship because of your prayer life. And so God is hearing your prayers, and God is going to impart the very wisdom you cried out for and you see in Proverbs. It's getting in. It's Proverbs 30. Proverbs 31 is the classic, right? The virtuous woman. But if you go back one chapter, there's this prophetic burden that comes from the mother to Lemuel, and it's a mother's burden. It's prophetic. And you have a prophetic burden for your children. And God is going to continue to use your words to shape them. And God says, whatever barrier has been there before, where you felt like, I'm communicating, but it's not real. God says, I'm removing that.
Yes.
There's been like a false barrier the enemy's put up. And God says, that's gone. And you're now coming out from behind that. Now you're going to be sitting face to face. And your words are going to drop in strong. They're going to drop in and bring life. Jesus said, the words that I speak are spirit and life. And you're a woman that speaks by the Spirit. Yeah. speaking by the Spirit, that opens up all the gifts, opens up the prophetic, opens up your ears when you speak by the inspiration of the Spirit. And so use the word, use your sword, sister. You're dangerous when you get your sword out. Sometimes people don't even know it. You're poking them with the little tip of your sword. You're just kind of poking them. And what you're doing is you're provoking them, right? It says provoke one another to do good things. And there's somebody you're going to really help turn around. I see somebody that's in a desperate situation. And it's actually with one of their kids. You're going to give testimony. You're just going to grab hold of them and join them in prayer. And if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. I'd see you going to war and saying, what's your son's name? I'm going to pray for him. And suddenly you're going to have a bond. And there's going to be a powerful testimony of conversion and salvation and change and deliverance. And you're going to realize this powerful, this warfare stuff's real, number one. And it's not as hard as we make it. Because you have all authority. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go ye therefore and take that same authority. You're a woman of authority. Don't sell yourself short. Come out from behind the glass. Amen. God's going to use you powerfully in wisdom and in counsel and warfare.
So you've been afflicted with something your whole life, which is there's a call on you for leadership. And I kept seeing a puppy dog just you know, the way a puppy dog would just follow you everywhere. And you don't ever have to say, come here, because the dog's right there. And that's the gift of leadership, has been like a dog following you your whole life. And when you look back, you should go, hey, wait a minute. I didn't ask for that. Hey, wait a minute. And you're saying it to God like, hey, but God's had that on you. It's followed you. It's God's call on you. And you would probably be happy to be back in the corner managing it or whatever. But sister, it's, excuse me, God, but that gift is dogging you. Okay? And the key here, part of Christian life is recognize what God's doing and go, well, okay. You don't have to look for it. Just, okay, that's what God's doing. So I might as well get comfortable with the fact that this gift of leadership, meaning when something happens, sooner or later, everybody's going to go, right? Isn't that a weird thinking? And you're thinking, what? What? Why are you looking at me? And God did it to you. And you need to just, as broad as you can in your heart and your mind, go, well, okay. Okay. I'll do what you tell me to do. Parts go with that. Clem said it. The part that goes with it is authority. You know what to do. That's part of the gift of leadership. Everybody else is wondering, what do we do? You know what to do. You don't want to say it. You don't want to become responsible for it. But you know what to do. Your eyes see it just like that. Just go, ding. The other part is there's an anointing that is a divine enablement. You speak what God tells you to do, because this is always about what to do. You speak that and people will listen. Okay? Can I just get a serious five? Thank you. They'll listen to you.
The Lord is showing me your beautiful expressive face, but half with like Bell's palsy, like half frozen, as if you've just been living out of only half expression of who you really are. And there's been almost like a paralysis of a big part of who you are has not been functioning in full expression. And he lifts that off of you today. There's no more partial expression of who he made you to be. No more apologizing or asking for permission. that he lifts that off of you, the full expression of who he is coming out in the fullness of the body and the personality that he picked and designed to represent him, without apology and without asking for permission. He shows me that you almost have like a Pinterest board of what you don't want to be. Like you've seen it done wrong, manipulation or like a Jezebel spirit or something. And you're like, I'm not going to be that. And you've almost made a goal of defense that you're not going to be some of these things. And in doing that, you haven't been the full expression of who you are going to be. You don't build a Pinterest board of a house you don't want to build. You build it, Lord, out of what he shows you. This is what we're building. This is what we're running into. And the Lord says, no more defense of what you're not worrying about, representing something you didn't like that you saw. You're not her. You're not what you saw that was done incorrectly or wrong. And when you open your mouth, the Lord shows me that you're one. It's almost like have Jesus will travel. Like you tabernacle with him. Church is right a breath away for you. And you can sit in a room where people are way off base and it's so natural and carnal. And you have church inside of you. That's not true. This is what the scripture says. This is what the Lord says. And it's right there on the tip of your tongue. And that there's almost been a restraint because you didn't want to sound overbearing. And the Lord says to you, there is grace you're not taking into account that I've apportioned onto you. And when you open your mouth and you bring church down in a moment that feels totally carnal, it is effective and there is grace for it. And you no longer hesitate to say the real thing because you're lighting little sparks everywhere you go and you're setting the natural on fire in people's heart where they in an instant realize church is not a building. Church is not four worship songs and a message. It's a presence and she has it. And you will get credit for those sparks everywhere you go. Say the thing, say the church thing, say the scripture that's true in the moment that doesn't feel at all like church. And you get credit for the fire you light in that person's heart. That's the full expression of the grace of God on you. And you are not any of the ways you've seen it misrepresented. You don't need to run defense. No more permission. No more mother, may I be the full expression. The Lord graces you and grants you full permission for the full expression of himself in and through you today. In Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you for that which we already have seen in Myra. But Lord, we also thank you for that which is coming. We thank you, Father, for the full expression that she is meant to be, Lord God, not only in this body, but in her workplace and in the world, Lord God, wherever you bring her. We thank you, Lord, for the full expression, for the release, for the authority, for all that you've placed within her, Lord God, that the world is going to see. We say yes and amen. Lord, bless her, protect her, keep her, and give her the courage to step out in all that you've spoken this night. In Jesus' name.
And Lord, we thank you for more money. In the name of Jesus.